testimony of his
And one of my favorite verses in the Bible, and that is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But she called her, and the Bible says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So one of my fundamental karodia responsibilities for being redeemed is to show his praise. Please would you show me Isaiah 43 verse 21. Isaiah 43 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall shew forth my praise. Psalms 106 verse 21. 106 verse 2 if you don't mind. Psalms 106 verse 2. 106 verse 2. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? And who can show forth all his praise? Isaiah 60 verse 6. 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 Now the Bible says that the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. And permit me to just read the very last verse, Isaiah 61 verse 3. Isaiah 61 verse 3. Isaiah 61 verse 3. I think we should all read this one together. Please show me the scripture from Message Translation. And they will speak about Message Translation. The Bible says to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion. Give them bouquet of roses instead of ashes. Messages of joy instead of news of doom. A praising heart instead of a languid spirit. Rename them oaths of righteousness planted by God to display his glory. And people of God, one of the things that you have heard before, and let me repeat one more time, that positions a man for a sudden, unexplainable change is the word called praise. Unfortunately, the Church of Jesus Christ have become more engrossed with prayers than we are with praises. And people of God, I do recognize that every time you hear about the word praise, the next thing that comes to your mind is a praise session, probably where the band is playing at its fastest beat, and then the keyboard, the skillful players, permit me to just group them in one language, skillful players, and probably you have the life of the keyboard minstrels, the best of the praisers themselves, from, give me their names, from Wabueze to Daniel, to Minister Sandra, Minister Ogoma, Prosper, Smith, all the rest of them. I say, these are guys, Nyanyan praise. Praise is not the sound of the instrument. Praise is my picture of God. Permit me to say this. Praise is not a sound. Praise is a person. I can have praises. What you call praises, I could have it in my mouth. But the person singing the praises is not the praise. And so I should show forth the praises, which means I've already been made his praise. And so I should show forth who I am in Dokosuta Balaya. And people of God, that leads me to what Paul and says, if you are getting ready for sudden change, if you're like me who is looking out of your window and say any moment from now something's about to happen. Who did I speak to right now? Now if I spoke to you, let me speak as a prophet. In 48 hours, when we come to church here, God is too big to patronize you in 48 48 hours, something you are not expecting, something you never imagined will happen, something you are not even thinking about, as your amen will thunder, hear me as I hear the Lord, it will enter your house. 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 It will blow minds. It will exceed expectation. It will make those who hate you to cry one more time. The Lord will take the glory. You will shed tears of joy. You will say, God, I never prepared for this. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it. Let a believer shout a loud amen. And people of God, while you're seated, can I share with you the dynamics of the praises of someone who is expecting a sudden change? The dynamics of the person who is expecting a sudden change. Now, the Bible says Paul and Silas, they pray. Somebody help me say they pray. Now, you're not saying it like you understood it. Somebody say they pray. Please always understand that prayer is not talking to God. That does not make prayer complete. Prayer is talking to God and God talking to you. So, if you substitute the word pray as is in the scripture, Paul and Silas spoke to God and God spoke to them. Right? And so, when they began to pray, when they began to praise as it were, what possibly could they have told God on top of my head? Holy Spirit, help me. What did he tell me? Nobody likes the prison. Am I correct? Nobody likes the prison. Especially when you're in the prison for an unjust cause. So they would have prayed and said, God, take us out of here. We are a people with a mandate on our lives. We will not die in the prison of destiny. And these guys were praying. And they were saying, I'm sure at one point the Lord spoke to them. For even the lawful captives, just in case there's a reason. For I stood in the temple and I read that scripture. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me. God would have said something to them. And Paul and Silas changed and began to sing the praise. Give me my key. Give me my key. Shut up on the way. Is that my key? One second. I want you to get this. That by the time they were praising, Holy Spirit, help me to explain this. By the time they were praising, let me tell you, this is the kind of praise that the devil is not happy with you about. Chains were still in their hands. Their feet were still tied to a stalk. Chains were on their legs. They were still in a dark room for doing nothing. They were still suffering under heavy allegations, accusations of what they did not do. Everything was so bleak. So their praise was not situational. Their praise was revelational. Their praise was not from the present. Their praise was coming from the future. If you left them to sing what they want to sing from now, they would have sung the kind of song some of us sing. Give me my key. Some of you are raising you. Up what is the nigga for me, boy? Up But I don't pray from my chain. I don't pray for where I am. That the man he has shown me, he doesn't look like the man with the chains. And that is where my praise is coming from. Just in case I am shouting more than my bank account. Just in case I am screaming. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared. Somebody's prayer. Just in case they see you dancing in the church and they think that you are, why are you dancing like this guy you don't have? That's what you're using. You are judging me wrongly. Let God tell you about me. You will know that I am trying. Somebody's trapped. Sing all ye barren, ye that have never given birth to a child. Because you know what? My praise is not situational. And that is why, when you have money, everybody will hear your praise. When you have money, she go, "Where wanna be him, Doraya? Why you put on him? Where wanna be him, Doraya? I could go to Australia." When you don't have, na biko, eje biko, ichama yami. Situational praises. But when my praise is revelation, so that I am Aram Chimney, I'm Aram Chimney, Obu Chimney, Obu Chimboto, Momona, no dear. And my praise, Quran de Kosiya naha, Herebala Kasada. They see you worship, they see you cry, they see you roll on the floor. They say, "Who knows what God has done for you? This one, who knows the biggest thing?" Listen, you have no idea. I am praying and I'm praising from my revelation. He's not a man that he can lie. I cannot put that. You cannot lie to me. You have never lied to me. You are the Lion of Judah. You cannot lie. And people of God, please bring me that cartoon. Calling he that praises his name. Thank you. So, this is the prison. Because praise, he inhabits the praise of his people. Some women will say, "If you eat that some soup we will have cooked. If you eat a fool, if you cook, if it is a dikaiko, we would have given you the best. Or maybe you are eating amalani with you. Yeah? Or banga and starch would have made the best for you. But the only thing you have asked us to bring for you is praise." So, and then you are preparing his food because it's not too many people that are giving him the food. Some people are angry with him. Some people are angry with him. Every day they are giving him warning. Every day they are giving him warning. I say, God, last few days, I know what I'm saying. You better answer me. Because if you don't answer me after 2 days, anything you see me do, take. But there are some others who are in worse of situations like you. Do you know that woman that we read her testimony on NSPPD? The woman, triplet. She went to the hospital. They told her, the 3 sacks in your stomach, they are all empty. Empty sack. Some people would have just been saying, Shidalabaraha. I don't want that. The suffering of this life. Lord, what did I do? I think a song that says, I give me my key once again. Onye wem chi neke nai wami enere ijirapum no no donka daddy onye wem chi neke wami enere ijirapum no no donka. But somebody will still be in that situation and will not sing that song. Nani wogenta kanyani lega ho. Because you know why I'm singing on this song? Go and get your praise on. There is a day coming. There is a day coming. There is a day coming. Ayana go. They are cooking the food. So, I want you to see what happened. And this is what happened. And they are saying, Daddy, your midnight food is ready. And where it is not a, it's a food to give you, Daddy. It is not us. And Daddy looks and say, okay, let me come. I'm coming. Right now, people are sleeping, and you are giving me food. Some people are angry with me, and you are giving me food. You don't know Sister Monica. Sister Monica is in the same situation with you. He has been cursing me since last night. He said, but instead of you cursing me, you are giving me praise. Because your praise is from your understanding of who I am. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy has a way of coming in the morning. If you know me, and that's why you are praising me, Shadibala, no matter how dark it is, there will always be light. And you are praising me with that understanding. Come there and I'll give you food. And so to what happened? He now began to come to the prison. He came to the prison, and as soon as he entered the prison, there was everywhere began to shake his wake. Listen, it wasn't prayer causing its wake. Don't mistake it. It wasn't prayer that was causing its wake. And one year she read the food, and all Pastor Palano never she read the food. He was not trying to open their door. He was trying to respond to their prayers. But there is no way he can respond and doors will be closed. You didn't hear me. There is no way he can respond and doors will be closed. Stop crying. Stop mourning. Stop complaining. Switch. Did you hear what I just said right now? Switch. And then he responds to the prayer of the king. Okay, Miri Nebu. As soon as he got there, let's wait. Foundation began to beg him. Because the Bible Bible did not say there was earthquake in the prison. There was earthquake. So I could have been in Nigeria and there was a tremor. And I'm wondering what's going on. Allah just shake here now. Oh, when they not boy. And he has come to respond to them. He saw that the impact of his response became territorial. You didn't get what I just said right now. He came to answer and feed on them. All of us felt the impact. Sometimes you say, see the way God announced this now. He was responding on the praise of this person. And by the time he was responding, because of the Wagaman of the Onuwana Chochi Jehovah, Onuwana Kwemu Jehovah Nabia. And so when he came, he wants to come and eat the bread that they have prepared. He's looking at prison. He said, I have to enter. And whenever he shows up, Ondo Zama Kebulie Isigele Kebulie Ondo Ondo So Haya Kekeke Shoteya Haya Tokosha Ondo Zama Ondo Zama Kebulie Isigele thinking right now, any get close against them, any get close against their career, close against their visions, open. The Bible says all the doors open. The doors began to say, a man may be Cholishiaba. Every door began to open. Every door began to open. Even the door that were not where they were. The doors of the other people began to open. Every door began to open. Every door began to open. I don't know who I came to talk to. Get ready for this week. Get ready. Whenever there is praise, a door does not open. A door does not open. Whenever there is praise, doors are opened. Doors are opened. Doors are opened. Let me talk. 200 persons under the sound of my voice. I announce the doors. I open it. Ancient doors. Doors. Either do not experience. They are opening. Somebody shout open. Kilabarabasa. Erebasaha. Orakasa. Kilabarabasaha. It wasn't their prayer. The dogs were responding to Oga that just came around. Oga has come. Onyo wala me posa. Shikarabaraha. The others saw it as their miracle. Hey, a miracle just happened now. No, sir. Herekelebaha. What you could not see was trying to bow to a God that just showed up. And which automatically becomes your miracle. And your rebaraha. And you said, God has given me a miracle. No. It wasn't about you. The doors were saluting Oga. They were saluting Oga. They say, Oga, you are welcome. Oga, Ayabalaha. Eshakota. Somebody shout yes. I want to tell you how these things work. I want to tell you how these things work. We had need, and I'm going to just, we had need of security. Few weeks back, and I want to share with you. We had need of security a few weeks back, and so I reached one Oga in Abuja. So I reached him, I said, Oga, please, we need security. Since police has, so we need security. Oga said, no, because now you done. And then Oga said, called me, but Oga said, I've done it, Pastor Jerry. Just relax. I've done it. Later in the evening, Oga called me back. He said, have they reviewed? I said, not really, I haven't seen anybody. Oga said, okay. That's all he said. The impact of okay. I saw it the next day after NSPPG. As everybody just flooded. I said, no, listen. I have already done it. I have already done this. I said, no, I didn't say anything. He just asked me a question and I answered. He was there, I said, no problem. Don't worry, I will come, Oga. I will come, Oga. No problem. No problem. There's no problem. And I said, Biko. Just. Let me tell you, there's something about Oga. Oga. Call him Oga. Call him Oga. Within the city. So, we got done with that. And as usual, there was something mandatory you are supposed to give as part of the process. So I gave my mandatory, whatever, as part of the process. I gave it. Next thing again. Then I'll say, I'm coming back. If they take back what you give, say, I don't want trouble. I said, no, listen. This is what is mandatory. And I said, please, all guys involved. Yeah. There are things when, if all guys get involved, call them all guys. Call them all guys. Call them all guys. Call them all guys. Is he your guy? Are you sure he's your guy? Are you sure he's your guy? Somebody tell Jesus, your guy. When Oga is involved, everything, and I just began to say, listen, God has to make us to know people, though. It's important. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's important. The Bible says, Shibalaha. You know the truth is that the Bible says he is in heaven and he uses the entire earth as he's supposed to. There is nobody who has a longer leg than God. So if you have a long leg, my own will not be short. I am created in his image and in his life. Somebody say, Jesus, oh God. And people of God, this is exactly what it is. And this is how Oga came in. As he came in, doors were opening. People were responding. Things were happening. All of that. And then Paul and Silas understood that there was something they touched. There was something they touched. Listen, people of God. You have been private with your praise. It's time to go public. If you live where others can hear you, as you are returning back today, your voice is not the problem. Because it's not my sound. I am the praise. I am the one that is the praise. It's not my voice. So Hapukwala, the way they say you are singing off, Hapukwala off. It's not off. Off is not a problem. Just be singing your song. Blow the image of God. As your people will say, and neighbor kina agunezi. Oh, we hear mereno gaso I hear mereno. Oh, we hear mereno. But very soon, we make what I hear mereno. Who knows what I'm talking about? Can I give you 30 seconds to just sing your own praise to God? Can you just sing your own praise to God? If you're anticipating something, if you are expecting something, I am forever shada. I reckon ever see. Shada gada. Hear me, people of God. In the I feel like we should do 5 minutes of radical, uncontainable, where praise. Your neighbor may not understand, but it's your prophetic. You cannot. There is a sudden change coming. If you are like me, that sometimes dances to the left, let we must dance it anyhow. Dance to the left, dance to the right, dance to the middle. Listen, you know what you are doing. Can I share with you something? And this is how David was dancing. His clothes removed. His wife sat at the corner and said, "Hallelujah! You don't know that you are the king. You are dancing, and your clothes opened, and people saw you." Dave Wamama, the man after God's own heart, he said to his wife, "That is the reason God collected the throne from your father and gave it to me. Your father became too big not to dance. But I understand where he brought me from, and I know where he's taking me to. The clothes of the king will not stop my praise. My achievement will not stop my praise. My CV will not stop my praise. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Just for 5 minutes. If you want to run, run. If you want to scream, run.
When the Lord God done for me, He has taken away my sorrows and now I'm free. I got my poor hallelujah, poor. Hey, I got my poor hallelujah, poor. Because of Jesus, every day I shout out. Hey, I'm
I praise from who he is. Scream one more time.